This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 45 for Sunday, March 31st, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Happy Easter. What?
I was waiting for something else. Happy Easter, everyone. For those looking for the Food Network, Lisa's got a lovely ham in the crock pot.
There you go. Another 2 weeks, we'll have some major food talkage once we get to Atlanta.
I thought I would start off today with a little impromptu Easter topic, and Lisa doesn't know about this.
Do I get an Easter basket?
Well, you know, see, I was wondering. There was some talk about a week ago on FPN in the Waterman forum about somebody had found an Easter box, a box that had Easter lilies on it. And
it said Waterman?
Yeah, it's a Waterman box.
Okay.
He was able to find an actual ad that showed in, I believe it was 1906, Waterman was giving away a special lily design box if you were going to give a gift on Easter.
Okay.
So I was wondering if that means I get a pen for Easter today.
No. I'm making you a ham in the crock pot.
Yeah.
I'm going to make garlic shrimp risotto for lunch. What more do you want? You want a pen?
I don't know.
Yeah, I got a ballpoint for you.
The ad is pretty, we'll get to that. The ad's pretty cool. It's got two little chicks on it, and it shows a plain eyedropper and a chased eyedropper, both with the clip caps.
Like little chicken chicks?
Yeah. And it says, for Easter, rejoice. Stop doing penance by unnecessary dipping into an ink bottle. Have pen and ink in hand by using Waterman's Ideal Fountain Pen. If you enjoy this relief yourself, why not make an appropriate Easter gift of one of our lily designs to some friend or relative who would appreciate a like convenience? Pens may be held in attractive Easter box on request. Insist on the ideal pen with the spoon feed. The clip cap is a pocket convenience identified only with the genuine. Pens purchased anywhere may be exchanged if unsatisfactory at any of our addresses.
Yeah, that sounds like a stretch for Waterman. How about Happy Easter?
All right. So anyway, I thought
that was a long ad.
No, that's actually it's not. I didn't think, but anyway, I thought that was appropriate for today. So.
Okay. Did I get lilies?
No, you didn't, because they're dangerous for cats. So.
We also have, like, what, 5 or 6 dozen already out by the side of the yard. They'll come up soon. I can't wait.
All right.
Let's see. I've had a couple days off, and now my spring break starts, so I am off this week, which is heaven. The weather has been really cooperative, so we've been enjoying some nice weather. Going to do some spring cleaning, and that includes my pens, flushing, filling, rotating some in and some out. But I'm usually kind of messy about that. So after that, I'm probably going to have to clean the sink, which means then the counter and
Well, usually you hand me like 3 or 4 of them here. And then I have to put them in the ultrasonic.
Well, that's only if they're not working well. I can flush and fill my own pens.
Well, I know you can.
All right. Just don't want to make it sound like I'm helpless.
No. But I usually
flushing
when that
filling area. I used to do repairs, you know.
Yeah, I know. Usually you come up to me with like the stack of pens, and you're like, "Can you fix this one?"
Oh, you mean like this?
Yeah, like that exactly.
Yeah, awesome. Let's see. What do I have in here? A couple of these need to be worked on.
I see one that I like.
The Estee.
If you're going to rotate it out, I'll be happy to put it in the pen chest for you.
The Pelicano?
No, that wouldn't be it. No. No, keep trying.
All right. I've also finally got some time to work on some new paper designs, and I've got a couple new lines in mind. and a totally new size of something kind of cool. So I'm going to play with that. So stay tuned for some new things in the next couple weeks. We'll see how they turn out. So
cool. It was kind of an aha moment yesterday, I think.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. So more like a duh kind of moment. But yeah. What else we got going on?
Atlanta Penn Show is coming up in a couple weeks.
Oh, my God.
Actually, only 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. We'll be there April 12th through the 14th. Good show, good strong club. So we'll last we were there, a couple rooms. So it's a pretty decent sized show. There's enough vendors to keep anyone happy. So I think it's going to be a good time. I'm anxious to see how it is after 4 years off.
Yeah,
I'm not going. So.
Well, they're also really friendly, really fun. It's a great group of people. So I wonder if Tom will come down and see us again, my brother.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. I totally forgot about that.
Yep.
In the debacle trying to find a restaurant.
Yep. Apparently somewhere in Atlanta, there's a restaurant that serves something that is reported to help women go into labor. Do you remember that conversation we had with Lisa?
Oh, my. Yeah, I think
so. Remember
that? Yeah.
Like you go and you eat
that's
a certain
right.
meal, and it's supposed to help you start your labor. So, but no, folks, I'm not pregnant. Trust me.
Yeah, so.
I don't know if they'll be around, but, you know, we can... We'll play it by ear. I think we have plans for dinner Friday night with Dick and Jared.
Yep.
And so Saturday is open. So we'll see.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Penn shows, we'll talk more about that when we get there.
Yep.
We've had a poll up for a couple of weeks now, partially because it got sidetracked by the Aurora 88 poll from last week.
Which was awesome.
The infamous Aurora 88 poll. And the question was, how many miles are we driving this year to Penn shows? Now,
there wasn't the option I wanted to pick.
What was that?
Too many.
Did you vote?
Oh, yes, I did.
Well, that's not fair because you knew what the answer is.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, I did not vote.
I didn't figure it out.
And I suspect most people did not. I mean, you could have figured it out.
Yeah. Who's going to do that much map questing?
I don't know. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There were 11 options. So essentially,
that's a lot.
Well, there were. But here's how I'll say how the results came in, and then I'll tell you what the answer is.
Okay.
The number one pick at 16% was more than 50,000 miles.
I picked that one. Because even if it's not that many, it sure feels like it.
Number two, tied for second, 25,000 to 30,000 and 20 to 25,000 at 14%.
More than 20. I'm thinking.
Fourth, tied for fourth is 10,000 to 15,000 and up to 5,000. 12% people thought we were going to drive up to 5,000 miles.
I think we did that the first 2 months.
We're close.
LA and back was.
Yeah, it's 4,200.
Yeah.
So next up, 5,000 to 10,000. And 30 to 35,000 is 8%.
Okay.
And then four spots rounding out the bottom, 15 to 20,000, 35 to 40, 40 to 45, and 45 to 50 at 4%.
All right. What is the answer?
The answer is between 30 and 35,000 miles.
Really?
So.
It's a lot of miles.
Yeah, and actually I miscalculated it the first time I did it, so I calculated it right at about 30, and it's actually a little bit longer because of the Long Island, whatever the results came in. don't know if you remember, every time I would do it, it would come up at like 760, yep. But then it would come up as 1,000. So
yeah, it was 1,000.
Yeah.
So wow, yeah. That's a lot of miles.
And do you know roughly the circumference of the Earth?
Some social studies teacher is ashamed of me. 35,000.
It's just under 30,000. It's 29,000 something.
Sorry.
So we're going to drive
around the world.
Essentially around the world. And that's at the equator. So it's 29,600 or something, 400.
Well, it's warm at the equator. That wouldn't be so bad. Look, even Brooke's getting excited. She's leaving. She says that's too much driving. That's a lot of mileage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that's fun. We'll come up with some new crazy poll question.
Yep.
Later on this afternoon.
All right.
Moving right along. Ta-da! New acquisitions.
Yep. I don't remember. Go ahead.
I'm just trying to determine, does your, I know you have an acquisition, something to show up. Does it actually count?
Yes, it does. Brat.
But you got to explain how you got this.
Okay, so I don't remember if we talked about this.
I don't think we did.
There was a contest on Facebook that I entered. It was from Kenro Industries. Kenro is the distributor for Schaefer, for Omas, Aurora, all that good stuff, all that really pretty stuff. And it was some weekend when they were expecting a big snowstorm. And they had a contest, and it was something like, we're expecting 14 inches of snow. If you got snowed in, what would you do? And not that many people entered. And so just on a whim, I said, I would get out my Schaefer Intensity, because I love that pen. And I would write some letters, and I would journal, and cuddle up with I think a blanket and a cup of coffee or something. And I won. I won. I think probably because I was the only one that mentioned a specific pen.
Well, that's not true. I don't think, because I think I mentioned. I think I entered, and I said something about a Legacy.
Okay. Well, maybe you just said I'd get out my Legacy or something. I think that I took it like one step further.
You did. You took it. You went the extra mile.
I did. And so I emailed I saw one of our reps and I said, hey, in LA. And I said, oh my God, I won this contest. And he asked what I won. And I said, I didn't know. And he's like, well, you should maybe get in touch with whoever you're supposed to get in touch with and get your prize. So I emailed and I got.
Via FedEx, no less.
Yeah, via FedEx. I mean, they did a nice, nice job. So I got this really nice box. And it's got a little tag with, a to and from. These are going to be, I want more of this. I want more of these because I can put all your Christmas pens in here. It's just a really nice thing.
I support that movement.
You open it up, and it's just a nice little box. And inside was a VFM rollerball.
Is it a rollerball or a ballpoint?
It's a rollerball.
Oh, well, that sort of counts.
Yeah. Nice pen. We'd never considered the VFM rollerballs. It's the Radiant Red, and it's just really pretty. It's a good writer. I know that some of you out there are just like gnashing your teeth because rollerballs don't count, but sometimes a fountain pen just isn't practical, or it doesn't work on the receipt paper or whatever. So I think it's really nice. So we actually ordered some.
Congratulations on your victory, your win.
Well, thank you. So how about you? Any new acquisitions I need to know about? I see packages coming into the P.O. box, and you keep telling me that they're repairs. But
they are. They are repairs.
Are you sure?
They're absolutely right. Repairs. No.
Okay.
I was on the short end of the stick on 3 eBay auctions this week, and it just kills me. When you miss out on an auction and it goes for, like, peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
There was a more safety with an interesting cap called that was actually marked Quick Turn Cap. So I haven't seen one of those, and I've just started becoming interested in the more safeties. I think they're kind of cool pens. But I bid like $45. I just threw in a low ball bid, and I got outbid, and it sold for $46. So, you know, that got away. Our good friends from Ohio.
Ooh.
The May Hoarders, I think it was probably Ben, who has the eBay ID, Ohio Pen Show. He had a W.S. Hicks and Sons ring top overlay. Just really a stunning, stunning pen. Now it's a ring top, so it's a little smaller pen, but it had a nice little engraving on the top and the bottom of the cap band and then on the bottom of the barrel. Very, very pretty pen, and I just threw in a lowball bid, and I got outbid, and the thing went for $80.
Wow.
And it had the original Hicks, W.S. Hicks & Sons nib. So.
Very cool.
I'm surprised they didn't keep that for auction fodder.
Maybe they have better stuff.
I hope so. Yeah. And then the other one that just killed me was an interesting Bard and Brothers combo. Oh. But this one was interesting because the imprint on the nib actually ran lengthwise. I thought that was kind of cool. A lot different than the other two Barden Brothers nibs that I have. And they only marked their nibs, Barden Brothers, for like two or three years. Very short period of time. So
okay.
This was a dip pen and mechanical pencil combo.
No, you don't do combos.
Well, if it says Barden Brothers on it, I do it. I don't care what it is. And it sold for like right around $50. So.
Did you win it?
I did not win it, no.
Oof. Oh, I mean, gee, honey, what a shame.
What a shame. Yeah, thanks for your condolences.
You're welcome. What about Dave? You had lunch with Dave or Mike? Any tempting things that either of them came up with?
I did have lunch with Dave and our good friend Dave, who I used to work with, and now that I'm working back downtown, we get together every once in a while for lunch. I brought about a dozen pens. We played with pens over lunch, and that was fun, including some Twisbys and what else did I have with me? Some Merlins, intensities. We played with. So I had three intensities with me, so we played with some of those, which was kind of fun.
Love my intensity.
Mike sent me a picture yesterday that was just to prove that there are still deals out there, and I don't think he'll mind me telling the story. So he sends me this picture of this pen. It's a first year oversized Schaefer Balance in black, and he bought it for. You want to take a guess what he bought it for?
$5.
Okay. You were supposed to say, like, you know, 75 or something.
$50.
$50. No, he bought
$1
it for
$1 million. No.
$8. First year oversized balance.
Well, I have an unfair advantage. I know that Mike is like me, and he's cheap when it comes to what he'll pay in an antique store, and he gets the most incredible deals. It's just unfair.
He does. Actually, we have a question in the chat about eBay. It's a very good question. Lisa asks, what is your thought process for bidding on pens on eBay if you've not had a chance to look at them? I have a hard time pulling the trigger and bidding up when I haven't had a chance to assess its condition. Sometimes it's a crapshoot. I mean, it's as simple as that. There's some risk involved.
Yep.
If you don't know the seller, you know, you run that risk. Ask questions. Ask for more pictures. Sometimes you have some dealers that will have better pictures, but you know, those auctions typically will go higher. Although that Hicks auction had excellent pictures, quite a few. And it only sold for $80.
Well, I think it's just a matter of what are you willing to risk? What can you tell from the pictures? And even if there are good pictures, it's still a crapshoot. I tend to be cheaper. I freely admit that. I'm really cheap when it comes to a lot of that. I don't take a lot of risks. But Brian, I think you do a lot more research and you have a better idea of what should or shouldn't be visible in the picture.
I think it's important to know the pain points of whatever pens you're interested in. So if you know this particular pen is prone to cracks in a certain area, Esterbrook pastels, they're prone to caps, cracks in the cap lip, or Waterman. Lever boxes are prone to cracks, which is a very expensive repair.
Yep.
You know to ask those types of questions, or you know what to say or what not to say. Like, right. If I was looking for a Waterman and I was interested in the condition of the lever box, I would ask, you know, do you see any cracks and, you know, any lines in the lever box, but don't lift it if there's resistance, because if there is resistance, especially on a Waterman, you can end up breaking.
It.
Yeah. You can break the lever box, asking the guy to check it out for you. So, if you know the pens that you're interested in, and where they're likely to break or where there's likely to be problems, that's a real help.
Also, it also depends on what is already in the listing. If there seems to be a lot of detail, even if the pictures aren't great, but, you know, lever moves freely, or, you know, the nib is marked whatever, or if there's some kind of description of the condition of the pen, you're probably safer than if it just says pen may or may not work. You know, if there's minimal information, either the seller knows nothing or the seller is hiding something.
Yeah.
At least that's what goes through my head. So
I guess one last thought I have is one question that's kind of subjective is the topic of flex. So what one person thinks is a flexible nib, one person may not. We know some people who measure flex by millimeter spread. And what you don't want is you don't want to ask someone, especially if it's someone who doesn't know anything about pens, to try to tell you how much it flexes, and then all of a sudden you've got a sprung nib or a broken nib or tipping snapped off when they tried to flex it.
That's a problem.
You know, you have to be able to try to spot what a flexible nib looks like, because there are some visible signs. You know, most flexible nibs have a very, very narrow taper from the nib down to the shoulders. Manifold nibs are quite the opposite. They're straight, and then they come in.
I like those.
You like those. So, you know, there's lots of questions, but you need to know, especially what to ask and who you're asking the question of, I think.
Yep. So, good question, Lisa. Thank you. Let's see what else new and modern on the website.
I think we got a couple things, huh?
Yeah.
We got, what about 30 pounds of Gir Bond ink came in?
You know, I like it when we measure ink by pounds. It's kind of fun.
Well, that was a small box.
That was. We'd gotten, 65 pounds of noodlers a couple weeks before. But as silly as that sounds, I like to know how heavy the boxes are, because when I see the FedEx or the UPS truck pulling up, I like to be able to run downstairs to the door and grab the door, because our UPS lady is awesome, but sometimes when we have certain deliveries, she struggles a little, so I like to be helpful. 30 pounds of ink, that was awesome.
Cool. Yeah, we have pretty much all the, except for the Pearl Noir seems to be eluding us.
It's on the way.
But all the rest is in, including my favorite, the Clot de Saphir.
Yep.
Yesterday, finally, some new Pelican inks, 4001, went up. And what else did we have? The new Noodlers. You're going to have to help me with the pronunciation. Kui Jin Wang?
The Emperor Red.
Emperor, yeah, what she said.
Yep. I think some organics too.
Oh, yes, yes. The Masters of Writing series, Edgar Allan Poe, Jane Austen, and...
Darwin.
Charles Darwin, yeah, that's correct.
And did you get Join or Die up there too?
Join or Die, and then there's Uranium.
Yep.
And Mercury, I think, is up as well. So
cool.
Quite a number of the new organic inks, which are quite popular recently.
Really cool colors. Yeah, he's done an awesome job. We're going to have to reorder soon. We also have Ink Nix, which is a stain remover mainly for your hands. But it also, it's sort of like got the texture of lava soap, but works really well. And then we have a couple other new exciting things. We got the new, well, we've been carrying ink journals for a while. And Brian happened to see that there's a new ink journal dot notebook out. Do you have one, honey?
I don't have one in front of me.
I do. So it's got a different cover. And then inside, you're not going to be able to see this because they're very, very light. But it's.
Well, I can see it.
Can you? It's got. you know, if we weren't on a family-friendly show, I think I'd give you the finger or something.
But, wow.
It's the same size. It's just got the dot grid. So that's pretty cool. We're excited to have those in. And then we also got in. And this, we're very excited about. Ready? Dun-da-da! Field notes. Oh, you already had it up.
I have mine, yeah.
Where's the other one?
Yeah, I've been scribbling in mine already. Just to,
very
just,
cool.
It's been, you know, I like the ink journal, but I'm not, like I say, by now people know I've got like four or five, maybe six max different colors of ink, so I wouldn't even use up one ink journal, but... these are nice because I can write notes, and I've been writing. Yeah, it is, isn't it? I've been writing with each pen and what ink, and just to see.
Just to give it a test run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like it's nice. It can easily stick it in my pocket. I don't have to worry about, you know, if I bend it or whatever. It's pretty durable. I like the cover on it. So.
Yeah, it's just a craft paper, a heavy craft paper, but they come what lined? I have the lined and the blank.
Yeah,
well, look, there's even a little ruler in the back. How
yeah,
cool
I know. I saw that.
That.
And they have grid, too, so.
Yes, and the grid.
What's cute, you probably didn't, I don't know if you had time to read this, but in the back it gives a little story, and then it says practical applications, so it, you know, give you an idea what you can use these for. And, you know, some of these you would expect lengthy to-do lists, grocery lists.
Crop predictions.
Yeah, half-ass calculations.
Shady transactions. Gambling debts. There you go.
Last will testament.
Interesting. Loose treasure maps. Promises.
So
Very cool.
These guys have a pretty good sense of humor, apparently. So.
Yep. Very cool. And then we also got in the red-blooded. So that's cool. I think that's my favorite. I like the red. And I'm not usually a red person. Those come in graph. And then we got the brand new... America the Beautiful series. Supposedly these sell out really quickly. They're new seasonal series, so we just got those in, so we're excited.
Yeah, I think I don't know, it's kind of nice, you know, I don't have to worry about you know, so sometimes it's nice to have a nice notepad, but this is going to be really, really handy, I think, when I'm at work and I want to jot something down, but I don't want to commit it to a big pad. I can just tuck it in my pocket.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Fits perfectly in my purse. You know, it's not too big. It's not bulky. It just kind of slides right in. So
anyway.
Awesome.
That's that. And we're going to have a special promotion for spring for the next month, for month of April. All orders over 75, free shipping in the U.S. Outside the U.S., we'll give you a coupon. For
$6.
$6 off the order. There'll be details on the website later today. So there'll be a special coupon code you can use. So.
Yep. I talked to the guys at the post office and they were excited.
They love us.
They do. They do. They're sweet. Every time we bring in our buckets and buckets of packages to go out. Especially Jerry, the older guy, he's just like, oh, pen business seems to be going okay. And I sometimes will hand him a pen. And he was so excited about the Estabrook. And I think I handed him a Pilot Metropolitan. And he thought it was much more expensive than it really was. So he was like, oh, here you go. It was really sweet.
Well, I mean, compared to the 10-cent Bic he uses, probably.
Well, and then I handed him like my Aurora. And he's like, oh, well, this is pretty. Dude, we need to have lunch and I'll educate you.
That's the second most expensive pen in the house.
And yeah, it is. All right, so promo for spring, orders over $75, get free shipping. And if you're international, you get a coupon for $6 off your order. So not bad. And you'll have that up later today?
Later today, yeah. Ooh, so you might be able to squeak it in today.
Yep. Let's see, and an additional promo. We've been talking about this, but we've been waiting for the box to arrive from the vendor because
we have tracking on this.
We have tracking.
Is this actually going to happen this week?
Yes, it's actually either going to get here Monday or Tuesday. I think that package, I have like three boxes coming from this one particular vendor, and I believe it's supposed to be here Monday. It even says special pens
special promo. Okay. Like that. And that'll go hand in hand with this other one. So
yes, actually, you might perfect.
Make out like a bandit.
Yeah, yeah. So keep watching the website and the Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. Yep. So we're excited that they brought this to us and said, "Hey, we'd like to give you some stuff to give away." So I don't know about you all out there, but I like free stuff.
Free stuff. That's a good idea.
Cool. What are you going to give me? It's Easter.
You are not eligible for this contest. In case you didn't catch it last week, we are giving away. We're having another contest. This is the brand new Twisby 580. And actually, I've had this for like 2 weeks now. I haven't inked it up yet because I'm not sure what ink I want to put in it. So, this is not just any Twisby 580 because you could go and you can buy that right now.
Yeah.
This one here is going to come with a custom Pendleton Brown. Famous, elegant, butterline, stub, italic, custom nib, which if you had them do at a show is going to cost you $40. So yeah. we're gonna send the nib off to Pendleton. He's going to grind the nib for you, and you're going to get this one of a kind custom 580. And all you have to do is write us a letter or postcard, tell us why you want to win. The Diamond 580 with the Pendleton Point, and you're in the running. So, yep. And we've got several entries that came in already.
Yep, we took some of them to Barnes and Noble. We went and had a cream soda and some little yummy bites, and yep. Opened up some of our mail, and that was fun. We've got some really cute entries.
Yep. You know, you can be serious, you can be funny, it doesn't matter.
Funny, you can do whatever you want. Yep.
So,
We got one from our Tim, didn't we?
From Tim, yeah.
Like, I should win just because or something?
Yeah, I think so. Winner is going to be picked at random from all eligible entries, and it's going to be held on Sunday, April 28th. So you got roughly 4 weeks left. Get your entries in. International entries, absolutely eligible, encouraged, send them in. And I just want to give, again, special thanks to Pendleton Brown. What a super guy for offering this great nib for the giveaway. And you could check out his site at www.pendletonspens.com. That's PendletonsPens, pendletonspens.com.
And he's just a great guy. We love, yeah. love him. And what an amazing So, yep, very cool. He was excited.
Yeah.
So, let's see. How about some shout outs?
Okay, go for it.
All right. Let's see. All of the senders of contest entries so far, we've gotten some really great responses. So we really do read them all. We really do really have a good time with them. And personally, I love it when you tell me what pen and ink you've used. So that's just a little thrill for me. Let's see. Dave and Julie, our friends Dave and Julie. You had lunch with Dave. We haven't seen Julie in a while, so I'm sure she's jonesing for some new ink or a new pen or something.
No, she was on a business trip, actually, I think last week. So yep. That's the only reason they didn't come over. So.
Well, that and it's Easter. So.
Well, now this week it's Easter, yes.
Yeah. And Pendleton, of course, for joining us in our giveaway. And we get to see him in 2 weeks, so that'll be fun.
Yep, that'll be awesome.
Anybody else?
I don't have anybody else that I can think of for this week. So,
all right.
Awesome. Anything else that you have? Keep it nice and short this week.
Keep it short so we can go have lunch.
comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54912.
Or catch us online.
Email is Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We are on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The blog is at AndersonPens.net/blog.
And the website, if you haven't figured it out, AndersonPens.net.
I was wondering about that.
I knew you would be.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of upcoming events or pre-orders. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week.
Awesome.